This afternoon, lawmakers on Beacon Hill are scheduled to meet with activists and advocates who hope the state will devote some of its federal pandemic relief funds to gang prevention programs. Their discussion will be based on a documentary about gangs in Boston called This Ain't Normal. The movie provides a glimpse into the lives of five gang members in Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. One of them is Trey Pound. He's 33 years old and grew up in Dorchester and Mattapan. Pound plans to tell lawmakers that more resources will help get kids on a better track.
We need more activities like art programs, more basketball programs, you know what I'm saying? More sport programs, period. Like just programs for kids, something. Trading programs. That's what we need.
For people who haven't seen the documentary, what does it show about you and your experiences growing up?
Basically, you know, poverty, violence, fatherless child, motherless child, grandmoms raising everybody, you know what I'm saying? No role models. Every day is a struggle to eat. We surviving off bags of chips in a patty. Like, five of us is splitting a patty, bag of chips in a Big Burst juice. Like I used to go to school when I was younger to eat. Literally, I'm going to school because I'm hungry. I got good grades in school, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't enough because then I got to go back home and deal with what's going on at home and deal with what's going on in the streets, and I got to make money. You know, I have made wrong, bad decisions in my life, you know. I have been in jail for shooting people, stabbing people, you know what I'm saying? Carrying guns, all type of stuff. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it either because I had to do what I had to do to survive.
So you kind of always knew that you were heading in that direction when you were growing up?
Yeah, I always knew. Like, even though I wanted to be an architect, basketball, football, and architect was my thing. Like, I knew I was going to have to sell drugs because it's only one mom taking care of two kids. So I knew it wasn't going to happen. Like, I knew that since I was a little kid.
So when you talk to legislators, is that going to give you hope, just having that access?
Yeah, that gives me a lot of hope. It gives me a lot of hope because we just need assistance. We're not looking for a handout. Just because we live in Dorchester, Roxbury, Mattapan, South End, we're not the people they portrayed us to be. Like, you know, they really, like, dehumanize us in a way. So I want y'all to know that we're people, too. We might do it just a little bit different because it's just an urban thing. It's something you're not going to never understand. Like, understand that you're never going to understand because you haven't been through that. You can have empathy, you know what I'm saying? But we don't want sympathy. You can have empathy, try to put yourself in my shoes, but you're still never going to understand because you wasn't born into that struggle.
So you're recently out of prison. How do you put your life back together?
Yes, you have to surround yourself with like-minded individuals, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, like, you're not going to see the people you grew up with and stuff like that, but you have to want to change because there's no program for people who come out of jail. They're just stuck back in the streets doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even now, like, I'm home. I'm not doing the same thing that I was doing before, but it's hard.
So we should be talking about helping formerly incarcerated people too, you think?
Yes. Like, that's a big thing. Like, the incarceration and the youth. That's what we need to attack because that's where the problem lies. That's where the disconnect is at.
And you think that much change is possible?
Yes, change is possible. There's a God. You know what I'm saying? There's good people out here. There's more good than negative. But it may not seem like that because the news and media and stuff like that, but there's way more positive than there is negative. So, of course, it can happen. We are America. All these people out here starving and struggling, it should not be happening at all. We have the money to make this stuff stop happening. So why aren't we doing it?
Trey Pound was featured in the documentary This Ain't Normal and will speak with state lawmakers today. He's currently living in Boston.